You're listening to Random Observations with Ash. Hello, obviously I'm Ash. I'm doing my own intro. This is a daily podcast, guys, Monday through Sunday. Yes, Monday through Sunday. Come listen in to my personal thoughts, my observations, hence the name, life lessons learned along the way, along with like random subject matter that is sure to inspire you, make you think, or even make you laugh. Enjoy the random observations. If you are fascinated by hearing other people's perspectives and personal journeys, then you will definitely enjoy this podcast. Think of it as people watching with your best friend or those deep, random, and raw conversations that you might find yourself having in the wee hours of the morning. This is a lot of fun, you guys. I hope that you enjoy this podcast. You're in for a treat if I did not already say that. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the show. Yo, you guys. This is episode number 118 of Random Observations with Ash. And it is Wednesday, I believe. It's Tuesday. I got mixed up because yesterday was MLK Day. But I wanted to start out and say thank you because if you have not really paid attention, the podcast finally has like a little intro and an outro, and I actually readjusted the cover art. And I just wanted to kind of share the behind the scenes, if you will, or the process involved in terms of like why it happened, why I did that. This will kind of be just more of a check-in type of show, I guess. But back on my original podcast from 2016, 2017, the other one that was daily, I did have an old intro and outro. And now, mind you, that, and I also had a couple different cover arts. I think I had three for the last one. So basically, the reasoning why was I redid the cover art for the fact of the matter is that I really want to get this thing on iTunes. For whatever reason, if you guys have been listening to a lot of the episodes, it's basically just because I record the show through Anchor, which is amazing, but then there was like a slight issue when it was going over to iTunes. The submission got rejected based on cover art or different reasonings, and I've been working with the Anchor team, which is great, to kind of help figure out what's going on. So yesterday on MLK Day, I'm like, you know what, let's change things up. Let's try a different cover art, see what happens. I went ahead and resubmitted it, so stay tuned for that. But I did want to kind of fill you in and like why the cover art suddenly changed on you. If you are following on any platforms, if you've just noticed that something kind of seems a little bit different, that is the reason behind the switch up. And then with the intro and outro, as I mentioned, that was something that I really wanted to kind of get back on because, like I mentioned, my last podcast from 2016 didn't have an intro and outro until probably into the 100 episodes, I think. And I think I mentioned this in 2018, how I really wanted to kind of see what else I can do to kind of improve this overall podcast. Obviously, I'm always looking for ways to improve the show and to continue to grow this thing. And 2019, before, like, I just was like, you know what, that's like the easiest, quickest thing I can really do to kind of add a little bit of oomph to the podcast, because it doesn't take that long to record a simple little intro and outro. And because I'm not really polished or perfect by any means, it's like, well, nobody's perfect, but just the fact of the matter is that I pretty much just recorded those in like literally one take and threw some background music on top of the audio, and boom, I had an intro and an outro. So I hope that you guys enjoy the new intro and outro. Again, everything is always going to be in flux. Everything is always going to be evolving and changing, but I did want to kind of briefly summarize some of the little minute changes that kind of went out yesterday. I think it was like yesterday afternoon. It kind of hit me like, let's add a new cover. Let's resubmit this thing to iTunes because it's on all the other platforms, but not iTunes. And then, of course, I said, well, what's something super easy that I can get done right now that won't take a lot of time? Because I think that's the other thing that I'll kind of lead into to make this a little bit more beneficial for you guys as listeners, other than me just kind of randomly sharing what's the latest or what's going on behind the scenes or why things shifted a little bit. And that is, like, really think about, because I think a lot of times we get so big picture. We get so focused on all these big things that we want to achieve. So for me, it's obviously like, okay, I want to see this thing grow. I want to take it to the next place. I want to, like, do all these things. I want to do all the things because that's how I am. And I'm sure that a lot of you can relate to that. But yesterday, I'm like, okay, what's something super small that I can achieve right now? And this goes back into the whole conversation that I think I had on the year in review episode, which is something that Brian actually mentioned, which is all about small achievements. And I think we have to remember to acknowledge when we do make small accomplishments or small achievements, even if it doesn't seem like a big, big deal to yourself personally, because I know for myself, it's very easy for me to kind of just quickly overlook a small accomplishment or just not give myself credit and not really acknowledge it. But then after having that conversation with Brian, or just like hearing about like small accomplishments and just remembering to kind of honor and see and recognize those little things that do kind of get overlooked or things that I overlook. And same thing for you. If you kind of are in a place where you might not necessarily celebrate all your little victories or pay attention to small little things, I think it is beneficial. And going back to the whole thing, like coming out of like the big, big picture, like I'm not saying it's not good to have big picture or big aspirations or big goals, but then also going into like the whole resolution conversation that I had a couple of weeks ago, what is that one small thing that you can really do right now? Like as soon as you finish listening to this podcast, or even just turn this podcast off, or do it while you have the podcast going, like what is something super small that you can start today to really kind of lead and make you feel like you're moving forward? Because for me, like the simplest little action of recording a small little intro and outro, while it didn't take me a lot of time, it probably took me maybe, I don't know, like 10 minutes all in all. And then, of course, it's going to take a little longer to kind of get that thrown back into the mix of all the episodes up until this point, but that will be an ongoing process. But that little tiny thing, it was just like, okay, I want to change things up. I want to take this to the next level. Now, obviously, that could mean a gazillion different things, and for you, it could be a lot of different areas in your life. I know a lot of people are like really crazed into that whole tidying up momentum that everyone seems to be talking about still. And I think I shared that in my episodes where I talked about tidying up. I think that was episode 108, 109, 110, around there. But you can listen to those if you want. But tidying up for me, it was like, okay, let me start out with like one room, or let me do one closet, or let me do one drawer. Because I think so often we try to bite, like, we try to do the whole enchilada, or you try to bite the whole elephant, where it's like you bite an elephant ear by ear. That's a weird expression, by the way, but I'm sure you guys get what I'm meaning. So the point of the matter is why I'm telling you all this like little stuff that happened, other than just like bringing you into the loop, and just in case, like, I'm sure that most people aren't really curious or they don't even really notice, but if you did notice, thank you. And let this be a reminder to really think about what is that small little step that you can take on this Tuesday, and think about that. Like, even if it just means doing one clean out, like one drawer, if it means writing half of a blog post, if it means going to the gym and working out for like maybe half an hour. Like, what is the little thing that you can do today to kind of move yourself in the direction of your bigger aspirations or your bigger, like, if you think about like goals or visions or where you want to see yourself in the next 12 months or like wherever you're kind of thinking, like if you want to get in shape, like obviously we all know none of this is going to happen in a quick little one little thing, but really truly remembering that like step by step, accomplishment by accomplishment, small little action by small little action, it all does eventually lead to something even bigger and greater than you even think or realize. And then also going back to the whole conversation about constantly reminding myself, and maybe for you it resonates, like reminding yourself to acknowledge and celebrate, maybe not even celebrate, but just because I'm not going to celebrate, like it's just acknowledging that you took a small account, you did a small step, or you did something small. And then if you want, like I know a lot of people talk about how, like if you go to the gym consecutively for a whole month, or if you do X amount of workouts, or if you do X amount of like blog posts or whatever it is that you're focused on, maybe you find something that you can get yourself at the end of it. Like, what is something you can do to like reward yourself? If you like having rewards that are whatever that is, maybe it's like you get yourself a new workout outfit, or maybe you buy yourself a Adobe Photoshop, or I don't know, like little things like that. Like, what is something that you can do to reward yourself? Or maybe it's like you take yourself on a trip or something. So little things do add up. And that's really what I wanted to convey in this episode, and just kind of like, of course, shed light on why there's an intro and outro and why there's a new cover. Now, I will tell you, it hasn't been accepted by iTunes yet, if you care, but obviously it's on all the different platforms. So, and at this point, like 100 something episodes in, somehow, some way you guys have found it. I do apologize that it's not available on iTunes yet, but it's in the process of happening. And if you're not following Random with Ash on Insta, Random with Ash on Twitter, and of course the website, randomwithash.com, and I will be back in your ears tomorrow for another episode of Random Observations with Ash. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your Tuesday, even though I thought it was Wednesday. And that's going to do it, you guys. Thank you for listening. And if you're not subscribed, definitely do so. If you have someone in your life that you think would enjoy or benefit from this, please share that. Please share this show with them, because it really helps me kind of see the numbers increase. Or like, do share with me through Instagram DM or post on the posts, like post a comment or hit me up on Twitter. There's so many different ways to kind of get in touch with me, but I really do appreciate any comments, feedbacks, or suggestions. And like I said, if you have someone in your life that you think would benefit from this information or from my random perspective and thoughts and subject matter, it would really mean a lot if you did share this with someone. So that's my final little plug, and I'll be back in your ears tomorrow. Take care, you guys. So there you have it, you guys. That was a episode of Random Observations with Ash. That's me. And I wanted to let you guys know that if you have not followed, definitely go check me out. I'm on Instagram, Random with Ash. I'm on Twitter, Random with Ash. I'm also on the website, randomwithash.com, where you can kind of get more of me. Obviously, come on, it's like a daily podcast, so there's quite a bit of me to go around, if you will. So thank you for giving me your attention, for taking the time out of your busy, hectic day to kind of come up and give this little podcast a listen. I really, really appreciate it. And of course, if you're not subscribed, definitely do so. I'm on all the different platforms, originating on Anchor, which is where I actually record these episodes. Pardon my fuck up there. And on that note, you guys, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. And final thought, if you're not, go ahead and share this with someone that you think might enjoy this little random-esque podcast.